This is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown. President Volodymyr Zelensky will visit Washington today as his Ukrainian forces continue their counteroffensive against Russia. We get more on this story from AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani.
Zelensky will visit the Oval Office in the afternoon.
What the president's looking forward to in this meeting is getting a battlefield perspective directly from Ukraine's commander-in-chief, but also making it clear to President Zelensky that we're going to continue to be with them.
But that also depends on Congress, where House Republican leaders are ignoring the president's calls to send Ukraine $24 billion more in aid. National Security Council spokesman John Kirby's advice to the GOP, when Zelensky visits the Capitol today, talk with him about Vladimir Putin's challenge.
Do you think that the cost of supporting Ukraine is high now? Just ponder how exorbitantly higher it would be in blood and treasure if we just walk away and let them take Ukraine, all of it.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
Officials on both sides say Azerbaijan and Armenian forces have reached a ceasefire agreement to end 2 days of fighting in the separatist Nagorno and Karabakh region that has been a flashpoint for decades. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma has more.
The agreement was announced by the region's Armenian authorities and confirmed by the Azerbaijani military. The truce will go into effect at 1 p.m. local time, or 9 GMT, on Wednesday. The agreement was reached through negotiations with the Russian peacekeeping contingent in the region. The deal includes the withdrawal of Armenian military units and equipment from Nagorno-Karabakh and disarming the local defense forces. Further talks between the two sides are scheduled for Thursday. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
And for more news, voanews.com. This is VOA News. The U.S. Senate has succeeded in confirming a top military post. AP's Lisa Dwyer reports.
The Senate has confirmed General C.Q. Brown as the next chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, putting him in place to succeed General Mark Milley when he retires at the end of the month. Brown's confirmation on an 83-11 vote comes months after he was nominated and as Democrats try to maneuver around holds placed on hundreds of nominations by Alabama Senator Tommy Tuberville over the Pentagon's abortion policy. The Senate is also expected to confirm General Randy George to be Army Chief of Staff and General Eric Smith as Commandant of the U.S. Marine Corps this week. Brown, a career fighter pilot, was the Air Force's first black commander of the Pacific Air Forces and most recently its first black chief of staff, making him the first African-American to lead any of the military branches. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Morocco plans to spend at least $11.7 billion in a post-earthquake reconstruction plan over the next 5 years, according to the Royal Palace. A 6.8 magnitude earthquake struck on September 8th, killing more than 2,900 people, mostly in the hard-to-reach villages of the High Atlas Mountains. The plan would target some 4.2 million people in the worst-hit provinces, according to the Royal Palace. Rwanda's president says he will run for a fourth term next year and that what the West thinks is not my problem. His words, after the United States and others criticized the earlier lifting of term limits to extend his rule. President Paul Kagame made the announcement in an interview with a French language publication. The 65-year-old has been president since 2000 and was declared the winner of the previous election in 2017 with more than 98% of the vote. The Food and Drug Administration says it needs more research before deciding to approve a nasal spray to treat dangerous allergies. The AP's Ed Donahue has more.
4 months ago, an FDA advisory committee recommended approval of a nasal spray device from ARS Pharmaceuticals dubbed Neffy. Now, the agency wants another study on repeat doses of epinephrine, a drug that halts potentially life-threatening reactions using the device compared with injections. If approved, Neffy would be the first alternative to injections using devices like EpiPen, altering treatment for as many as 45 million Americans. Advocates for people with allergies say they were frustrated by the FDA's request for more research. Ed Donahue, Washington.
And negotiators for the striking Writers Guild of America and Hollywood Studios will meet again today to try to resolve a nearly five-month standoff that has disrupted film and television production. For more news, please join us at voanews.com. I'm Michael Brown, VOA News.